My granny's at it. I believe that's our ring.
Aw.
Frigidaire presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge. Featuring Clarence Hartzell as Ben Withers, Vivian Laswell as Sister Simpson, with Herbert Rawlinson, the music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorite, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity, for more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot-'em-Down store planning a big remodeling program. Abner has just come in from checking the boundary stakes, and Lum is trying to explain the plans. Listen.
Abner, will you stop interrupting me and concentrate on these blueprints? Do you understand them so far? Well, that's better. Now then, right here, we're going to extend the north wall about 10...
Lum, I tell you, we can't do that.
Listen, Abner, Lum Edwards don't know the meaning of the word can't.
Oh, he do, too.
No, I don't.
You ain't that ignorant.
Yes, I am.
Now, Lum, I went out in back of the store and found them boundary stakes like you told me to, and I measured and found out our lot is 50 foot wide.
Yeah.
And so is the store 50 foot wide.
Granny, that don't give us much room to bear out in, does it?
No. The fact is, we're a little overbearing right now.
What do you mean?
Well, according to them stakes out there, whoever put up this building set it over a foot and a half too far to the north.
You mean we're a foot and a half over on somebody else's property?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, my goodness, this is terrible. Here, we've been setting on somebody else's property for 30 years and never even noticed.
Huh?
Granny, Abner, we better do something quick before we get lawsuits for protruding. Here, Ben Withers, you know a lot of people. Don't you know a good, cheap house mover?
Right.
I talked to a fella at the county seat, but he wanted $900 to move our store.
Lum, did you tell him we just wanted it moved a foot and a half downhill?
Yeah, but he said it costs as much to move it a foot and a half as it does to move it a mile.
Well, let's take the mile in. That's a better deal.
But we don't want it moved a mile.
Oh, well, maybe they could drive it around the block a few times till it run up a mile.
No, it's just too high. Ben, are you sure you don't know a good house mover?
Well, certainly. The man you want is Clarence Vickers.
Is he cheap?
Cheapest man in Mount Ida. You know him, don't you, Abner? I don't believe I do, no. Father of Kenneth and Herbert Vickers? Kenneth and Herbert are identical twins.
Well...
You wouldn't be able to tell them apart if it weren't for their difference in appearance. I was up on a long-distance phone and call him right now.
Well, wait a minute, Ben. How much do you reckon he'll charge us?
Right. Oh, you're right, Clarence. He has two heads. Hello, operator?
Huh?
Lum, did you hear what he said? Operator, I want to call my lady.
Ben, maybe we better just skip this.
The party's name is Clarence Vickerfoot.
Ben, let's just forget it.
On second thought, Lum, I'd love to see that. Thank you, operator. Yes, as I was saying, Lum, Clarence has two heads mounted on the parlor wall over the fireplace.
Oh.
Dad, blame it. One of them is a small moose. The other is a goat. The goat has a nice pair of antlers.
Clarence is a hunter, huh?
No, poor driver. Hello? Hello, who is this? Well, my stars alive, how are you, Grandma? That was like a fool's law.
I don't care. Get Clarence on the phone. This costs money.
Oh, Grandpa, Grandma.
Don't visit with them.
Certainly put them off.
Ben, we ain't got enough time for that.
Or enough money.
Hello, Grandpa. How's that? Well, yes, they look very good. Now put Grandma back on.
We don't want Grandma.
Grandpa was showing me his new teeth.
Over the phone?
Yes. Grandpa Zickerfuss has never quite understood the principle of the telephone. Hello, Grandma. Whoa. Well, how are you, Mrs. Burgess?
Miss Burgess? How'd she get in there?
Just fine. How's Harold?
Ask if Clarence is there.
Certainly. Love to say hello to the little tyke.
Oh.
Right, as the Burgesses are temporarily staying with the Zickerfusses. It seems that Clarence moved their house for them, but can't remember where he moved it. Oh, Harold. You can do what? Well, my stars, I'd love to hear that. Sure, go get them. Well, what do you know about that little Harold Burgess playing the drums?
Ben, what about Clarence?
Well, Clarence has no musical talent. But now you take Harold. He got the set of drums only last Christmas, and already he can play it. Hello, Harold?
Uh-oh.
Yes, go ahead.
Now listen here, Ben.
Well. Very good, Harold. Was that the bass drum? Oh, the snare. Now play the bass.
Ben.
Now play them both together.
All right, Granny Ben, give me that telephone.
Just a minute, Harold. A friend of mine here wants to hear you play.
I do not.
Take the receiver on Harold Walshack.
Just give me that thing. I'll get Clarence on there. Hello, Harold? 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 And all you can hear is boom, boom, boom.
That's whispering he's playing. When he gets through, tell him it's fine. Really not awful good, but then you've got to remember that Harold is only 27.
27?
He's big for his size.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fine, Harold. Now, will you please get Clarence up to that telephone? Well, thank you, Granny. Here, Ben. Now, tell your friend Clarence what we want.
Yes. Hello, Clarence. Say, Clarence, I want to talk. I said... Oh, my. Well, can't you tell Harold to stop playing the drums? I see. Well, listen, Clarence. I got a house moving job for you over here in Pine Ridge. I see. All right, fine, Clarence. Goodbye. Clarence says he won't be able to do it for 20 days. I believe that's the sentence for assault and battery.
Assault and battery? Well, he ain't in jail.
No, but he will be.
Ah.
Clarence has reached a decision regarding Harold.
Well, Squire, here's our problem.
But yes, sir. Sit down, Law. Make yourself comfortable. You smoke cigars?
Well, yeah.
Bad habit. Just what's your problem, Lon?
Well, we're having trouble over the property next to our store, and I wondered if you knowed who owns it.
Why, I haven't.
You want to buy it?
I doubt who owns it. I do.
You do?
Yes, sir. Just let me step into my other office, Lon. There's one little detail I want to check here. I'm looking over an old pushover. Is he strong? Squire Skimp, I'll give you $500 for that lot of yours next to the Jot 'em Down store. Fine. Goodbye. That little detail's ironed out. I can sacrifice you that lot for $1,300, Mom.
$1,300?
Yes, I'm going to let you have it.
Granny, I've done had it.
Now, just sign this paper here,
but Squire, we don't want to buy the whole lot.
You don't?
No, we just want a foot and a half strip of it next to our property.
Great. Balls of fire.
We just found out our store's a foot and a half over on the next lot, and it costs too much to move it, so we figured the cheapest thing to do was buy that little strip.
Yes, sir. Ron, that is very unfortunate.
unfortunate.
Yes, you see, business property sells for so much a front foot.
Well, this ought to be cheap, then. We just want a foot and a half of front feet.
Well, yes, Long, but, see, that lot was laid out a little peculiarly, Long. Well, to be honest, the front runs along the side. And inasmuch as the lot is deeper than it is wide, why, that little strip would cost you more than a whole lot, Lum.
Well, I don't understand that.
I don't either. Now, Lum, of course, you don't want to put out that much cash. You can take a 99-year lease on that little strip and just pay rent, you know.
Well, how much would that be?
Oh, well, well, you say, oh, $20 a year.
Is that all? Granny, we'll take that.
Well, of course, now, you know how these leases work, Lum.
Why, sure.
You pay the first and the last, 40 years rent in advance. That comes to $820.
Well, now, wait a minute. Why do I have to pay the last 40 years on it?
Long, you don't expect to live 99 years, do you?
Of course not.
Well, all right. You can't make the payments after you're dead.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Let me write up this lease here now. That'll be one parcel of land, a foot and a half wide by 60 feet, running adjacent to the south side of the Jotham Down
strip. South side? Wait a minute. We don't want that.
What?
We want the strip on the north side.
Great balls of fire, kid. Where you can't trust anybody.
Well, if Squire Kemp don't own the lot to the north of us, then who in the world... wait just a minute, Lum. Don't Sister Simpson own some property around here, Summers?
Say, she might be the one. Get her on the phone.
Yeah, now. Oh, that's a good idea. Just call her.
I tried to get her to come right to the point, though. She gets to rambling on like she generally does. We'll never find out nothing. That is the jaw-flappingest one woman I ever knew.
Dog, it don't seem to be nobody home over there.
Maybe she went down... Wait a minute. Here she comes now.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hang up, Abner.
Hello, Abner.
Hey, Sister Simpson. How are you?
Oh, just tolerable. How's yourself?
Abner, hang up. Miss Simpson ain't home.
Why, she is, too. I can hear her just as plain as this. She's right here in the store.
Well, she is.
Hey, shut up, Lum. You told me to get right to the point and not let her get to flapping that big jaw of hers.
Just who do you think you're talking about, Abner Peabody?
Oh, the old biddy must have heard me.
She's standing right in back of you here.
Well, how could you be? Huh? Oh, well, I'll be dead. Just a second. Hello, Sister Simpson. You can hang up now. You're here.
Hey, Sister Simpson, do you know who owns the lot to the north of us here? You know, they're right here next to the store, to the north of it.
Why, yes, I do. I know all about that lot. Homer Peterson sold it to Roy Greeley in 1921.
Roy Greeley, huh? Well, that's what we want to know.
Well, now, I think it was Roy. Did Roy have a kid or two?
How would I know? I never even known Roy.
Well, all I know is that he sold it to Emily Parsons about 1931.
Well, good.
He lost it for taxes, though, in 1932.
Well, looks like the thing to do is check the county tax records.
Yes, you could. You won't find it out nothing there, though, because it were
What was it, Sister Simpson?
Well, you won't find out nothing about it there, for the courthouse burned down there.
Oh, me. Oh. Goodness sakes, no wonder you wouldn't say it.
That's the same year that Ed Nethel Hornby wanted to get a divorce, but they couldn't because the records was burned up and they couldn't prove they was married.
Well, what'd they do?
Well, what could they do? They just had to go on a living together. Oh.
I thought you said you knowed who owned that lot.
Well, I do. Elsie Lovelace bought it in the next auction, 1937.
Who?
Oh, I don't think you ever knowed Elsie. Just lived here a short time. Kept moving around from town to town and looking for her ideal man.
Her ideal man? What in the world was her ideal?
Well, first, he had to be a man.
Yeah?
Oh, that's all. From there on, it never mattered.
All right, just tell us who Elsie sold the lot to.
Nobody. She still owns it.
Well, that's the one we've been trying to find out about.
Well, she lives at the county seat.
Well, Granny, let's hurry up and shoot her a telegram before it's too late. Mr. Simpson, why in the world didn't you tell us about this Elsie Lovelace in the first place?
Well, it weren't my fault. You kept a button in last me about all them other people.
Wait a minute, Abner.
Carter, read that telegram again.
Says Mr. Lom Edders, Pine Ridge, Arkansas, period. Purchase a foot and a half strip of property owned by Elsie Lovelace entirely out of the question. Signed, S.W. Bushnell, attorney at law.
My grannies, I don't care what this lawyer of hers says. We ain't whipped yet. I'm going to go right direct to Miss Lovelace herself.
Well, what good will that do?
Well, you heard what Sister Simpson said about her. Said she was looking for her ideal man.
Well, what about?
Look at me. Look at my profile.
Do what?
I say, look at my profile.
Well, I can't see it with your head turned to one side that way.
Look at my chest.
Oh, that's a shame. What happened?
Look at her. When Elsie Lovelace gets one look at me, she'll... Well, what else can she think?
Well, maybe she'd be polite enough not to say it, Marnie.
All right, Marnie, how do you propose we get it then?
Well, go direct to that lawyer, that Bushnell, and just make him sell it to her.
All right, you go and make him sell it to her.
Me? Now, wait just a minute now, Lom. I don't know what to say to no lawyer. I don't know a habeas from a corpus, hardly.
I don't care. You made your bed, now crawl out.
Not long now.
We're looking for the county seat right now. You go to Bushnell, and I'll go to Elsie Lovelace. All right, Granny, we'll just see who gets that property.
Lom, are you sure we're going to get a ride to the county seat high kitchen this way?
Sure. All you do is just hold out your thumb and look wistful.
How do you make your thumb look wistful?
Wait a minute. There comes a car.
Huh?
Oh, Granny's stopping, too. Come on, Abner. Climb in. Hey, how far are you going, mister?
Why, I'm stopping here.
How?
Say, can you tell me where I can find the owners of the Jotting Down store?
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, where?
You're looking at us.
Oh, well, then, you must be Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody. Why didn't you tell me who you were?
Never asked us.
Well, I'm Wendell Niles, the Frigidaire representative for your district.
Well, how do you do?
Yeah, I'm proud to meet your acquaintance, sir.
I'm out here to help you in any way that I can. Is there anything you need in your store?
Yep, we need more space.
Well, I'm the fellow to help you then, because, you see, the new Frigidaire refrigerators give more space than ever before. Up to 50% more storage space inside, yet they don't take any more space outside.
Well, I'll be a polka dot impossible.
Right. Just think what all that extra storage space and the same kitchen space can mean to you.
Now, just whose kitchen is it, Mr. Niles?
Anybody's kitchen. In the new Frigidaire Deluxe, for example, you have room for loads of fresh fruits and vegetables in the big glass top hydrator. Up to 50 pounds of frozen food in the big super freezer chest. And room for meat, eggs, bottles, and dishes of leftovers. Just about everything you want to keep cold and safe. Remember, in a refrigerator, safety depends on cold. And only Frigidaire has the Meatomizer, the simplest pro-making mechanism ever built. So simple, you can hardly hear it run. So powerful, it keeps the biggest Frigidaire refrigerators filled with cold, even in the hottest weather. No wonder Frigidaire is America's number one refrigerator. Now, how about seeing where we can put these beautiful new Frigidaires in your store?
Why, right, don't get it. If they got all that space in them, it'll be easier to put the store in the Frigidaire.
Now, back to our story. Abner discovered some boundary stakes which indicate that the Jotting Down store is a foot and a half over on the next property. Unable to afford to move the building, Lum has decided to use his romantic personality to induce the owner, Elsie Lovelace, to sell him that foot and a half strip. But Abner is going to see her lawyer, Mr. Bushnell, to accomplish the same thing. While Lum is at Miss Lovelace's, we find Abner entering Attorney Bushnell's office, where he receives a warm welcome.
Get out of here!
But your secretary said that...
All right, sit down. We'll be doing this in a minute. I have a few papers here to sign.
Yes, sir.
What's your back noise?
Careful, hazelnut.
No! No, I don't want any hazelnut.
They're right tasty.
Yes, Miss Clark, what is it? Oh, good grief. How can people get themselves in such idiotic trouble? Oh, all right, tell him to wait. I don't know where all these lunatics come from.
I'm from Pine Ridge.
Just what do you want?
Well, sir, I'm Abner Peabody, and I want to talk to you some more about that foot and a half strip of ground that me and Lum Edwards want to buy.
Oh, so you're the one who sent that telegram. I wondered what you'd look like.
Yeah, see, our store's on the lot next door to it, and we was aiming on expanding, and we needed some more room.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, why didn't you explain that in your telegram?
Well, my partner read it, and he said we had to be cagey. Whatever that means. He's got the disadvantage of being smart.
Hmm. Yes, I could tell he was handicapped in some way.
I'll tell him he'll appreciate that.
Hmm. Yes, I think we can arrange to stay with that property all right. We'll drive over to my house and have my wife sign the papers.
Well, what for? Elsie Lovelace owns that lot.
Elsie Lovelace is my wife.
Huh?
Now, come along. I haven't much time.
Well, wait just a minute. I sort of hate to bust in on your wife, well, at a time like this.
Well, confidentially, Mr. Peabody, I'd welcome an opportunity to bust in on my wife and just see what she's up to.
Huh?
It's not that I don't trust her, you understand, not exactly. It's just that she, shall we say that she wavered.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, she's got some sentimental bee in her bonnet about finding her ideal man.
Well.
And from the remarks that she's been dropping lately, I am not him, or he.
I know somebody else that ain't him either.
But I'll tell you this. If I ever walk into my little cottage and find another man there, I'll tear him to
pieces.
Yes, pieces. I'll beat him to
a pulp.
Yes, a pulp.
I'm going to try me on another. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Mr. Peabody. I'm an insanely jealous man. I build these things up in my own mind. Well, I guess actually the occasion will never arrive when I'll do something wild.
You want to bet?
Well, come along. Let's go out to my house.
See, I can't. I got to visit a sick friend of mine.
Oh, is he in the hospital?
No, but he soon will be.
Well, come on. Hurry up, Peabody. I haven't got all day. Come on.
I do get all some good ones now and then, Miss Lovelace.
Why do you keep calling me Miss Lovelace?
Well, may I call you Elsie?
Well, that is my name.
Elsie, would you care for another hazelnut?
No, thanks.
I got a whole bag full of them. Have all you want. They're cheap.
Yes, well, tell me some more about Pine Ridge, Mr. Edwards. It's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah, well.
I still hope that you'll forgive me for mistaking you for the interior decorator when you came in. I'm having the whole place redecorated. I might try Renaissance.
Yes, he's a good man.
Mr. Edwards, wouldn't you be more comfortable sitting over here in the divan by me?
No, I'm comfort here. Would like to loosen my shoes, though. The top button sort of pinched me.
Mr. Edwards, are you interested in palm reading?
Well, what with the store and all, I don't have much time for reading.
Now, you sit right down here. That's a good boy. Now, take my hand and look at my palm.
Yeah?
And look at the lines in it.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about that. None of us is as young as we was.
No, I mean, look at the lines and see...
Well!
Oh!
Well!
Oh!
Anybody care for a hazelnut?
That's what I suspected. I have finally...
Now, control yourself. I can explain everything. This is I can tell you what this man is doing here.
Out of hell.
He's the interior decorator.
Huh?
He's going to decorate the house.
Oh, I know him.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Decorator? I ain't saw you since you decorated our place last Halloween.
A minute here.
Elsie, I demand to know who this creature is.
Well, now, you see, he just
now,
has...
Now, look, Elsie, if this nosy old red-faced ghost bothering you, I'll be proud to bounce him out of here.
Bounce me out! You get out of this house and keep away from my wife.
I ain't interested in no old biddy you're married to. The objection to my affection is Miss Lovelace here.
And my objection to your affection is that Miss Lovelace is my wife.
I don't care. Huh?
Kind of a peculiar coincidence, ain't it?
Get out!
Mr. Bushnell, what about the property? Ain't you going to let us have that foot and a half?
Foot and a half? I'll do better than that. I'll let you have both feet. Right in the seat of the pants.
Granny's Mr. Zinkapoos, I never knowed before it was such a hard job moving a building over just a foot and a half.
Well, sir, Mr. Edwards, that guy's one of the hardest jobs I ever tackled. Get 3 bobs. That'll be $1,100.
$1,100? Why, we could have got it moved for $900. Ben Withers said you'd do it cheaper.
Well, sir, we had to pour a whole new cement foundation for it. That's a whole new. But I'll say one thing, though. You got a building there now that you couldn't move with one of them there atomizer bombs. Yep. $1,100.
Yeah, well, I reckon we'll have to pay it.
Yes, sir, you bud, sir. Well, sir, I'll just check in that bound station again now. Make sure we got the store exactly on your lot.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Abner, where's them stakes you found the other day?
Well, one of them's right back of you there, and the other one...
Wait a minute. Are these the stakes you went by?
Why, sure.
Oh, you crazy. Them ain't boundary stakes. Them some old horseshoe stakes.
Huh?
We was right smack on our own lot in the first place.
Oh, there you are, Lump. What are you trying to pull here, anyway?
Trying to pull? What are you talking about, Squire?
Talking about? You just moved that store. You're a foot and a half over on my property. Now, either give me a check for $1,300 or move that shack right back where it belongs.
Harmon out there will be back in just a moment. But first, here is a question and an answer. Why is the Frigidaire automatic washer different from all others? Here's why. Because it has live water action that washes and rinses clothes so clean they sparkle. Rapid dry spins that gets them so light and dry that they're a joy to handle. And all you do is just touch a dial. That's all. Your hands need never be in water. Learn about the wonderful Frigidaire automatic washer tomorrow at your Frigidaire dealers.
Speaking at the CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.